A suspension from Basque Hill Bridge, that means the lower spans could be raised and lowered in a drawbridge fashion to accommodate bigger ships to enter the upper pool of London. Even though they weigh over 1,100 tonnes each, they can be raised into a fully upright position in a matter of 90 seconds. They failed to open once and once only. That was on the opening ceremony when a ship hit the bridge in front of thousands of people. Since then, we believe it's worked perfectly well every time. It's built in that Gothic style to blend in with the building here to your right. Of course, that's the Tower of London. You can see the centre part with the four separate towers. That's the original part. It's called the Norman Keep, and it was commenced way back in 1078 by William the Conqueror. There's been many things in its time: a prison, a fortress, a mint, even a royal zoo. Perhaps more famously, a place of execution. Now, it's home to the crown jewels, guarded very closely by the London Beefeaters. As I said, that's one of London's oldest buildings. Keep looking to your right, you'll see one of London's newer buildings. Looks like a great big space rocket. But unfortunately, it's not a space rocket. It's just an office block, occupied by a company called Swiss Re. They are an insurance company. Now, as you can imagine, that building's had quite a few nicknames in the last few years. The most appropriate, of course, is the London Gherkin. That's what they call it. That's a pickle if you're from America. Up there to your left-hand side, you've got an even newer building, and it's also bigger. This is the Shard, which is handy because it does look like a shard of glass. It's the tallest building in Europe, over 1,000 feet tall, made up of shops, restaurants, apartments and hotels. Designed by an Italian man called Renzo Piano, and because he was the architect, they actually give him one of the penthouse suites right at the top. Now, when you're up the top there, in one of those penthouse suites, they reckon that 30% of the year you're above the clouds. You can see places like Ascot, the North Sea. Oh yeah. Although, if you're a mere mortal like me and you, it will cost you £50 million to buy one of those apartments. So, keep saving your pennies, you can have one next door to me. The large grey warship to your left, HMS Belfast, the largest cruiser to be built for the Royal Navy during her time, built in 1938 in the same shipyard in Ireland where they built the Titanic, the Harland and Wolff shipyard. Commissioned for war in 1939, she served all throughout World War II, most famously for her part in the chasing, shelling and eventual sinking of the German battleship, the Scharnhorst. She last fired those big guns in anger in the Korean War in the 50s, where she was the flagship for the United Nations. Now open to the public as a museum, and of course a reminder to British sea power. Open 7 days a week with 7 different decks to explore.